Mama's in Control, episode 59.
Welcome to Mama's in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
Welcome back to the show, guys. We are almost on episode 60, and I am getting back in the groove of giving you 3 episodes a week. So if you like it, let me know. What else do you want to hear? Send me an email, heather@heatherchauvin.com. Join our private Facebook group, hang out in the community. You know the drill. But regardless, thank you so much for being here. The subscribes, the downloads are through the roof. And I think it's because you guys are sharing and building community. So thank you. Thank you. It makes such a difference. Even if you share with one friend who you know could use this message, it makes all the difference. Not only for myself, but the community. Ladies, when we come together, magic absolutely happens. And today I wanted to talk about just that. I wanted to talk about the battle between motherhood and women working. Because there is a difference, right? I talk to so many women. I work with so many women in my Mom is in Control mastermind who are struggling with the internal battle of, do I work or do I stay home? Or how can I do both? Or I don't know what I want. So I'm going to tell you a little story like I always do. But I always knew that I was going to work. It was just something that I wanted to do, right? It was kind of known of, women typically stay home because they don't need to make money. But what if it's not about the money? What if it's really not? When I started working as a social worker, I worked because I needed to work, because it was always known that I would work. And what I found myself was I didn't want to work. And it wasn't that I didn't want to work. It was because I didn't want to work because I didn't want to work that many hours. I was missing my children. I wasn't able to take them off the bus. I wasn't able to put them on the bus. And so I knew that I needed to find a way to be able to work that supported my lifestyle and what I truly craved. So that's why I started my business. And of course, it wasn't that easy of a decision, but that's how I started my business. So now I have time freedom where I can work and play and be with my children at the same time. And yes, sometimes it's nice to be able to work without the children being around and to have time by myself, but to understand that I feel like a better person when I am working. So there's this long story debate of to work or not to work, but it's not about, you know, I don't need to work because I don't need the money. What do you want to do? Maybe you do want to work. Maybe your husband doesn't want to work. Maybe both of you don't want to work. Maybe both of you do want to work. What is it that your soul is craving? Truly, do you want to work? And what type of work do you want to do? I mean, do you want to just work at McDonald's or do you want to make a difference in the world? Is there a passion that and a cause that you're really excited? Or are you just interested in purpose and feeling a sense of fulfillment and giving back to the community as a whole? So part of this is following your purpose. So when people say to me, I don't know what my purpose is. Okay, great. What are you doing to figure it out? Well, nothing. I'm just sitting at home with my thumb stuck up my ass all day. Well, you're not going to get anywhere with that. What are you drawn to? What are you excited about? What do you want to learn? What do you want to explore? Write in your journal. What is it that your soul is fucking craving? And why are you not going in the direction of that? Guys, wake up. We need you. Our children need you. How do you want to be remembered as a parent? It doesn't matter if you are a surgeon working stupid amounts of hours and you have children at home, or if you want to be a really good stay-at-home mom, but just make a little extra few bucks here or there. Or maybe you don't want to do anything, but just know that that's okay. But it's not okay if you know you want more and you're not utilizing it. It's like having a dinner party and giving everybody the appetizer, but not serving them dinner. If you have a message, if you have a desire for more, If you know you can make a difference in the world and you're choosing not to utilize that gift, that doesn't sit right with me. You came here in this earth, on this time, in your body, giving birth or adopting or whatever, these children. Live life to the fullest. Don't sit back and just allow it to pass you by. And then years from now, you say, I wish. When we live with regret, we die with regret. Don't let that be your legacy. Don't let it. So if you're really stuck, I know sometimes it's hard to get started. So I have a free training for you. It's called Live More, Yell Less. Hop on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/livemoreyelless. Sign up, get your pen and your paper ready, and take action. Also, we are in our next round of the Mom is in Control Mastermind. If this is something you're interested in and you're ready and you are so done with the bullshit within your family, within yourself, and you are ready to thrive, Mama, I will hold you accountable. I will show you the way. I will make magic happen for you. But first, you need to want it bad enough to get your booty on over to heatherchauvin.com/MIIC and apply. Because if you do not apply, you will not make magic happen. So that's all I have for you today. Your life, your purpose is calling. It's screaming at you. Your desire for more, listen to it. Because it doesn't matter what you want. If you were working inside of the home, outside of the home, it's okay. You are perfect. Let's make magic happen. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Mama's in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to mamasincontrol.com.